The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7. Don't judge others, so that you will not be judged. For with the judgment you judge, you will be judged, and the standard you use to judge others will be used on you also. And why do you notice the speck that is in your brother's eye, but don't consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," but yet you have a beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! First remove the beam from your own eye, and then you will see clearly how to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Don't give that which is holy to dogs, neither throw your pearls before swine, so that they don't trample them under their feet and then turn around and tear into you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or which of you, who if his son asks him for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in the heavens, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, however you want men to treat you, treat them in the same way, for this is the summation of the law and the prophets. Enter in by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are entering in that way. On the other hand, the gate is restricted, and the way is increasingly narrow that leads to God's own life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are hungry wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but the corrupt tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, neither can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore you will know them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom which comes from the heavens, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy by your name, cast out demons by your name, and by your name do many mighty works?" And then I will say to them, "I was never in close fellowship with you." Start Dyer Commentary. The Greek is to know intimately. End Dyer Commentary. Depart from me, you who do rebellious, independent works. Start Dyer Commentary. Jesus promises us this in chapter 10, verse 33. End Dyer Commentary. Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, will be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Then, when the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew, beating against that house, it didn't fall, because it was founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't do them will be compared to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. But when the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew, striking that house, it fell, and its fall was catastrophic. It happened when Jesus had finished these words that the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not like their scribes. Start Dyer Commentary. These were the Jewish legal scholars, the scribes. End Dyer Commentary. This is the end of Matthew chapter 7.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.